4468. Supervisor still heading that direction. Just checking in. How's your loud and verbal situation?
She's still on the bus, still talking crazy. A couple of passengers were afraid and they got off. I told them that I had already called dispatch. Just everything is just slow to respond, you know, but she's still on here. And she threatened me again, so I don't know if that's a felony or not, but I don't think she needs to be able to ride again if she's going to keep doing this. It's her second time doing this.
Okay, well, again, if you think that it's safest for you to stop the bus, we can get you help where you are. If you want to continue because you think that's safest, then continue. You need to let me know what the best situation is.
If I stop the bus and get off this bus and she get off this bus with me and want to fight, it's going to be one. So I'm thinking the safest place for me is in this driver's seat. Okay?
Okay. Do you think it's safe for you to pull over the bus at a stop, open the doors, and stay in your driver's seat behind the barrier?
Thank you so much. You're welcome. I think it's just mental illness. She just got off the bus and had the audacity to say thank you.
Okay, I'm glad she got off the bus without incident. Can you give me a good description of her and we can have the area supervisor check the area for her?
As on black winter coat with white fur on the cuffs and collar, short hair, natural hair, no teeth in the front of her face. She's carrying a black plastic bag and a white plastic bag and a pink, bag with white circles or letters on it. She has on gray gym shoes with white soles. They're Nikes. And a black backpack.
All right, copy that. Black, white, Hispanic, female, and approximate age?
She's not Hispanic. She's Afro, black.
Copy that. If you had to guess on her age, what would it be?
35.
All right, copy that. Sorry you had to deal with that. I'm glad she's off your bus and you're safe. You have a better rest of your day. We'll be clear at 1412.